You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome to the BetQL Daily Boost. I'm Lucy Burge of BetQL.com, and I am joined by Dan Karpuk and Kate Constable, and we've got a huge NBA odds boost for all of you today on Donovan Mitchell, DeMar DeRozan, and Kawhi Leonard to each have over 24.5 points. This is boosted to plus 375 at Caesars. So DeMar DeRozan has hit this over in his last three games. Kawhi hit this over in two of his last three. And Donovan Mitchell, having scored 24 points three of his games ago to almost get this over. So with all of that combined, there is a ton of great value in this happening tonight.
Yeah, Lucy, I love this one because if you look at Kawhi Leonard, the way he's been shooting lately, 60%, 62%, 68%, 72%, like he has just been on fire from the field lately. So getting over that 24.5 shouldn't be an issue. The Heat, they give up a ton of threes, terrible at defending deep. And so Donovan Mitchell, a player who likes to shoot a lot of threes, should have some success tonight. And then DeMar DeRozan, I mean, he leads the Bulls pretty much every night. 24.5 points for him. Seems like a very doable thing night in and night out. So I think there's lots of value in this boost as well.
Yeah. And on a boost like this, we're really looking for volume, right? So any of these guys can shoot 20 plus times from the field on any given night. They can score from all over the court. We're going to keep it nice and simple. We're just going to keep it nice and simple. We're not going to go too much into the numbers here because we're just looking for volume. And these guys are pro scorers. Like you said, Kate, Kawhi Leonard is looking like the old Kawhi Leonard again. Yeah. And, you know, I absolutely love the value here.
Love the value here, plus 75 at Caesars. And must say, our boost from yesterday, the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl and Steph Curry to go over on points. If you got in on that, you've still got the Chiefs now. So we're waiting on the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl, and then that will hit. So congrats to us, I will say.
Yeah. Plus 375. Plus 375 now on the Chiefs to win if you took advantage of that one. Because Steph had, like, what, 35 points, I think, last night?
Yeah.
Easily got over that 29.5. So
love that. So hopefully you got in on that. So get in on this, too, because you don't want to miss out. And head to BetQL.com and get your free three-day trial today. And check out our exclusive sports book offers there as well. And, of course, follow us on Twitter at Daniel Karpuk, at Kate Constable, and at Lucille Burge. Our favorite bets for today, I'm sticking with the NBA, Cavs -5.5 against the Heat. The Cavaliers have covered the spread in five of their last eight and four of their last six at home. The Heat have failed to cover in five of their last seven and four of their last six total, seven at home and four of their last six total. And they are 11-13-1 against the spread on the road. Plus, when the Cavaliers and Heat faced off in November, the Cavaliers took down the Heat 113-87. So I think the Cavs can get the best of the Heat again tonight and cover the spread.
I'm going to go over to college basketball and take Texas A&M +3.5 against Arkansas. This number has already come down from +4.5. So money coming in on the Aggies today. Both of these teams have kind of been headed in opposite directions since the start of conference play. Texas A&M 7-1, Arkansas 3-5. And that has a lot to do with the injuries that Arkansas has endured over the last couple of weeks. They're really good at scoring around the rim, but with some of their players out, they aren't a huge threat on the perimeter. And those are the areas, the mid-range and around the rim, that Texas A&M is really good at defending. So Aggies offense has the ability to be a lot more explosive than Arkansas's. Second chance points, rebounding, they're great at all of that. So I like the Aggies on the road. +3.5, and maybe even throw a little on the money line there. Don't hate that as well.
All right. Speaking of money lines, if you know, yesterday I talked about the Magic money line on here plus 360, I believe it was. They came back to beat the 76ers on the road last night. I kind of like, I'm, you know, my pick, I'm going to get to my player prop pick in a second here, but I kind of like the Hornets plus 500 tonight at the Bucks, which is a little bit nuts to say. I'm going to go, I'm rather than, you know, going into that, that's a little bit too risky for my liking. I'm going to go Mason Plumlee. Mason Plumlee, the Hornets center, over 25 and a half points plus rebounds plus assists. You get this at minus 120 at DraftKings right now. Plumlee had 38 points plus rebounds plus assists in his last meeting against the Bucks. 17 points, 15 rebounds, 6 assists in 31 minutes. I don't expect him to do that again in this matchup, but he has the proven upside in all three of those categories to soar over this number. In 14 January games, he posted 16.6 points, 11.1 rebounds, and 3.2 assists in 29.9 minutes per game. That's 30.4 plus points plus rebounds plus assists. He had a 25 point game in that span. He had a 16 rebound game in that span. He had a 7 assist game in that span. So he has those proven upside across the box score here. This is my favorite player prop of the day, specifically because I also think the Hornets have a great shot at keeping this game close. And like I said, I think I might sprinkle a little bit on their money line as well and get a little frisky.
Very nice. So that Magic pick is all the more reason to read the upset staff picks at BetQL.com every day, because they hit. And you can now shout out to Massachusetts, because you can now bet it live in person in Massachusetts as of 10 o'clock this morning. So is very exciting. So big things happening for this podcast and for the betting world in general. So get in on all of this and subscribe to the BetQL Daily Boost wherever you get your podcasts.